All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey, I'm Bill.
Yes, we got Bill today, and I am your host, Jeevans Phoebans, also known as John.
See, people that are new would be like, oh yeah, Bill makes sense, yeah. They just don't, think anything of it. Be honest, do I sound like a Bill?
I mean, a little bit.
Damn it! Well, there goes my college fund.
Do you bet on whether or not you sounded like Bill?
Yes. Yes, I did. I actually put it into the stock market and it just crashed. So, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah. There you go.
My name is no longer Bill. I now go by Spencer Only. That's my last name, actually. Not Spencer Only. Spencer Only as my last name. So, my full name is Spencer Only. And you must refer to me to that because otherwise I'm offended. So, just Spencer Only. Actually, you could say only Spencer. That also works. You know how some people do the last name first, you know? So, yeah. Can you tell this is an episode after a serious topic?
Indeed it is. So we're trying to lighten the mood a little bit, because the serious topics, you know, not always depressing, but that last one was.
That one was definitely... I mean, a lot of them, like, they're emotional, I would say, is a good word. That one was definitely emotional and sad, so...
Yes, indeed it was, but very good nonetheless, so if you haven't listened to it, just take a gander. Take a gander with your ears.
Take a gander. And I apologize if we scared the pants off you by with the episode name, because saying goodbye was the name I had already picked a while ago from when I put that on the list of topics for myself for the serious topic episodes. So I know when you looked at it, you're like, oh no, are they quitting already? But no.
Indeed. But do you have a headline for us today?
And what if I do, huh? What are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm going to listen. Because that's what I'm asking for.
That's true. The better question would have been, what if I don't? Because just hypothetically speaking, if I didn't have a headline, like, what would happen then, you know?
You'd be fired. Spot.
Well, would you look at here? I got a headline. So, the headline it's a bit of an interesting one. I guess they all are, because that's kind of the point. This still is happening, by the way. Okay, I mean, by the time this comes out, I don't know, because when will this come out? This will come out... I need to be careful, because this could come out around Thanksgiving. Although, I don't think we need to do a Thanksgiving episode, necessarily, because, again, similar with New Year's, there's only so much you can do with it. I think we already did two episodes on it. We did a Thanksgiving special, and then Gratefulness was the other one we did. So I think there's only so much you can do with it. But either way, whenever this comes out... The government still doesn't work. They shut it down. It's all gone. Might as well blow it up. Screw all our hard work. So it's still down. Still don't know what that even means. Probably should know what that means, but I don't. Because I'm an ignorant fool, as you should know. That's it. I just didn't want to be fired.
All right, then. Well, you get saved from being fired today.
Today?
So do you have a creative showcase?
I do have one of those. So last time I recommended someone that was like kind of spooky, because it was spooky time at the time. This person's actually more lighthearted. I just need to find the actual channel name. Let me see, where'd it go? This person's name is 8-Bit Bonello. I think hopefully I'm saying that right. It's 8-Bit, the word 8-Bit, and then underscore Bonello. And what they specialize in is a kind of different content surrounding the topic, but the topic is gaming. And who doesn't love video games, huh? So they, a lot of the things that I see them, that they do, that's kind of in my feed, is, they do a lot of recommending for co-op games. And I'm always in the market for co-op games because, games that I can play with, John and Axel are always great. If I can blow up John at any given moment, I want to do it. So, you know, it's one of those things that I'm always interested in. And, so they kind of do these different, like, miniseries where it's like four co-op games to play with your friends or whatever. And they also do, like, video game quizzes. So they did, like, can you guess the, startup sound from this game or whatever? Can you guess the cover art without the name on it or, like, something like that? So it's all this video game content related stuff, and it's really interesting to see. Anytime I see it, I'm like, oh yeah, I like what I'm seeing. I like this one, as Thor would say. Yeah, really good content overall, but, it's, 8bit_bonello, and they don't just do co-op games for recommendations. They also do solo games, co-op games for couples. So if you're in any sort of that kind of thing, then you might enjoy their content. So go check them out.
Very nice, very nice. Well, I think we can get right into the episode. What do you think?
I think you're a mad lad. We got to talk about the universe and why we're in it. That's what we do every episode, right?
No. That's for next week. Today we are going to be doing some artistic expression.
Let's put that in very heavy quotes. First of all, I think we need to preface that we are not artists in the very in the sense at all.
In some sense we are, you know, because, you know, I would say making YouTube videos and making streams is an art form.
Let me preface by saying we're not artistes. How about that? We're not professional artists in the sense of making visual art, like painting and stuff, drawing, what have you. I mean, I can't speak for John, but I definitely don't do that. And because you're looking at the title, and the title is most likely Painter's Paradise. That's what I have it on in the topic thing, but sometimes it doesn't always end up being the title, but this probably will be one of those matters where it is. Because it's alliteration, and I love alliteration. It's my favorite two-letter word. But that's kind of, I just want to make sure we're putting that in quotes. the drawings or whatever you said.
Indeed. We are, basically what I'm hearing is a bunch of excuses for why you're bad at
it. Yeah, sure, bud. So do you want to, we didn't technically talk about it beforehand too much, but did you want to walk through them kind of how this is going to work?
Yes, so we are going to be given a prompt, and then we are going to go into MS Paint, and we are going to paint that prompt, and whoever does it better wins.
Yes, and I think as some artists might say, actually, they probably don't say this at all, but we're going to do it anyway, is under pressure is a lot of times where you see true art, right? So we're going to have time limits for said art. And I'm thinking around the realm of like 7 minutes, because I feel like 7 minutes is a good time, you know? Because 5, I think, is a little bit too short. 10, I think, is a little bit too long. So we'll go with 7 minutes per prompt. Once the timer's it, you have to stop, even if you're not done. And just if you suck, you suck, I guess. One thing we didn't talk about that we're also gonna add is for you guys, you will get to see probably whatever our best art thing that came out of this episode is over on the socials. You won't get to see everything, unfortunately, but you could see whatever the best thing. It looks like I can add multiple photos. No, I could probably add multiple photos. I forgot you can do that, so never mind. I'll try my best to showcase. Well, on Instagram you can. So maybe you'll have to go to the Provokers Podcast official to see that. Because I don't think you can add... I think you can add, like, 4 photos on Twitter, but I don't think you can add, like, 8 or however many we do today. Because we're going to have mine and then John's at the same time, so you get the idea. But for me and John, we're going to be sending... Once the round's over, we're going to send it both our progress in... the Discord server, and then us personally are going to kind of judge them, and then we'll see who gets the win for that one. So that's what the plan is, right, John?
I think so, yes. So, but you've covered everything I was going to add to it, but no, I think we're good.
All right, so So ChatGPT is going to be giving us the prompts, so I'm telling it to give me a thing to paint in MS Paint. I'm going to make it specific. that we're doing in MS Paint, so it doesn't think we're using, like, actual painting materials in real life. Give me a thing to paint in MS Paint. Let's see what we get. A penguin trying to use a smartphone. That is the thing it gave us. Okay. So, is your MS Paint open, like, currently on
it's
your
open.
Thing? Okay. Timer starts now. Okay. Penguin holding a thing. Okay, well, penguins are cute little creatures. I've literally never used MS Paint, so I'm in trouble. Where's my thing? Okay. Penguin. He's trying to use that. Doesn't look right. Wait. Hang on. Control Z does work. Okay. Hang on. I'm aware. Oh, by the way, you're not allowed to use shapes, by the way. You have to use your brush. You're not allowed to use shapes.
Feel like that's just unfair, you know?
Well, I don't care what you think, John. Oh, that's not what I want. Hang on. We're going to make this guy... We're going to make him neato. We're going to make him a chubby penguin. He's had too many fish. You know what I'm saying? Don't they have webbed feet? Am I stupid?
No, they actually have horned feet.
John, I will throw you into an ice bath with no water.
Why would you do that?
Because why not?
Oh, man, I feel like this is really terrible.
You should see what I'm drawing. Okay, smartphones, we'll make it... It's going to be hard because I didn't do this right, because it's going to be sideways. We'll see what happens. We'll make it red because actually my phone case is red. So we'll... Actually, I got a live model right here. Hang on. I just made a suit. Wow. I didn't even use a shape for that. That's awesome. I'm impressed with that. Watch me lose. This won't matter. I want to think. We're already at 5 minutes. We've already wasted 2 minutes.
Great. Hang on. You love to see it.
You'll love to see it. I made, like, a perfect shape without even using shapes. I'm impressed with myself. Also, in case it wasn't clear, you're not allowed to look up a picture of a penguin or something.
How dare you?
You just have to go off of memory.
What if I've never seen a penguin in my life?
Then stop being under a rock, huh? It's a very derpy penguin. Hang on, wait. I can't tell if the derpiness adds to it or if I should change that. I'm not totally sure, man. Okay, they also have... Oh, I can't do that. Well, no, I could do it. Because... Will this do what it wants to do? Because their stomachs are not... Yeah, that's fine. Actually, no, I could do this. Is that what the color they'd be? What color are penguins? Wait. Hang on a minute. I think it's this.
I think it depends, you know. Some it does. Of them are one color and some
I mean,
of them are other.
We're not making this a realistic penguin. I mean, I guess you could. Maybe you get more points if it's realistic.
No, this is the most realistic penguin I've ever seen in my life. You'll understand when you see it. You'll be like, man, that is perfect. You said you did get out of the internet? It'll be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like a drawing in paint with my mouse.
Well, and penguins have beaks, right? They don't have... Okay, hang on. Hang on a minute.
Do they have tails? Surely they do.
I don't know. I don't think they do. That's not the color I chose.
That's
pick this one.
Perfect. You know what? We'll give them this color.
Okay, so we got that. I sort of got... Oh, you know what I could do? I could do... I don't know how to do this, really. By the way, 2 minutes and 30 seconds, by the way. Is there a thickness to this brush? I wish it was more. There might be, but I don't know what that would be. Is there a thickness? I feel like there's gotta be. I don't know, man. I'm just trying to make something, but it's not gonna work if it's not gonna do what I want it to. This is not gonna look good. This is not gonna look good, but we'll try it. Okay, let's try this. That's not it! Oh, God! Hang on. Oh, no, it's not connected! You fool! What have you done to me? No, wait, let's talk about this. Okay, now is it connected? Oh, I'm screwed. Okay, plan B, abort mission. This is the color of that. Okay, that's that. Do this, is this connected too? I'm gonna become the Joker. The Joker is about to come out. Okay, is that connected? That is connected, perfect, 40 seconds. Oh, crap. Ooh, this is not working well. Okay, I guess I gotta do this. I don't know if this is how this would work. Okay, this is not gonna go well. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and stop. Okay. All right, file. Save as, right, probably? Yeah, save as. Just do PNG, I guess. PNG, I'll title it Stupid Penguin. Actually, no, I'll do it Stupid Penguin. Shout out to Benedict Cumberbatch. There we go.
Stupid.
I can't use this. Oh, yeah, just saved it there. I don't care. Okay. Are you ready to present to the class?
I might be. I am, yes.
All right. Upload your drawing. I can already see it. Hang on. It's covering up most of it, though, but I can see some of it. Hang on. Where is it? Hang on. Let me just search for it. Stupid Chum Bucket. There we go. There we go. I like you. Yours is really good. Yours looks like almost Dracula, though. Where he's like...
You know what? I kind of see what you
think. You see it? Yeah, so... Yeah. Okay, so John's really good. So if you guys want to follow along, it's hard. What I'll do is the second episode this comes out, I'll release these images. Or maybe I'll even do it beforehand. And I'll probably do it as the episode comes out. That way, if you look at it beforehand, you're not spoiled, but then you can still look at it either way. So is Penguin drawing a smartphone was the thing. Yours is really good. You did a lot more detail with the actual penguin side of it. You have yes. I was like, "What are the question marks for?" But it's because he's trying to use the, he's confused on what it is. Because was the topic he was trying to use it or he is using it? Penguin trying to use a smartphone. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I honestly, because when I think of like penguins and like cartoon penguins, I think of the one I drew. But when it comes to actual penguins, they probably are closer to what you drew, where it's like black, white, and yellow. Because my penguin, like, I just resembled after, like, is a cartoon penguin that, like, any cartoon penguin kind of looks like this, where it's, they got a blue face, they got, sometimes I have a blue body as well, but I did a more gray body, because I think, I'm pretty sure they're gray. Most penguins I feel like I've seen have been gray, but I could be completely wrong. I know their belly is a different color, which John seems to also knew that, and then I was trying to draw like a Wi-Fi signal, and it kind of does still work a little bit, but I couldn't get the...
Only has 2 bars.
He only has 2 bars, so he's confused. He's like, what, I only have 2 bars? I mean, he is in the Arctic, so...
pretty good service, given the circumstances.
I don't know, man. I feel like it's hard. So I also went with more detail in the background. John, from what I can tell, spent most of his time doing the... just a penguin, whereas I have ice on the ground that the penguin's walking on, and the blue background is for, like, the general snow-type look of it. I was gonna draw, like, mountains or something, but I didn't have time. So I don't know, man. I can't, like... I'm not an artiste, so it's hard for me to judge these. We should have criteria. We should actually have, like, 3 different sets of criteria for what qualifies... like a good painting, right? So let's have like prompt. We'll have prompt be like the thing. So how well did the person follow the prompt, right? Then we'll have like creativity, maybe. That could be a good one. Because it's all about creativity. Creativity, and then which would be the third one? There's usually 3 criteria. 3 is the magic number, as they say.
Yes.
Prompt, creativity. Cause
maybe like accuracy. Because like if you do a penguin, but it didn't have a beak, it was all one color, and it didn't look anything like a penguin, then it'd be like, well, you drew it, but it sucks so bad. It doesn't even remotely resemble a penguin.
Yeah, but that kind of goes slightly into the prompt thing. I'm trying to think of a word for, like, for using the background, or, like, for doing stuff other than just the penguin.
Right.
But I'm trying to think what word that
detail, means. Maybe?
Detail could, yeah, you know what, that actually fits into your thing too. So yeah, detail, that works. Okay.
Okay.
So John, I can copy and paste this, so, okay. So what we should do is we should do like the typical, like, you hand your test to your person in class or whatever, and that they grade yours and you grade theirs. I think that's the fairest way we can do this. So, right. I'm gonna
give myself 4 tests.
But no, so I'll judge John's first since he submitted his first. So John's prompt is a 10. He followed it exactly. He didn't sway from it. It's a penguin literally trying to use a supplement. That's exactly what the prompt is. So prompt out of 10 gets a 10. Creativity is pretty good. He's pretty funny. I don't know if you were going for like a funny look, but he does look pretty good. Yeah, I love how you have eyebrows. I don't know if they have eyebrows, but it's still funny.
I don't think they do, but I was like, let's give this penguin some facial expression.
Right, yeah. So I would say, and they probably, I don't know if they have tails, and if they do, then good job, because I forgot to do it. Although my guy, if I had done him in the way that I did, you wouldn't see the tail. So I kind of got around that a little bit. Overall, creativity, I think is probably, I'm going to give a solid 8. I think it's pretty darn good. And then for detail, you didn't really focus on any sort of background. So I'll give you, overall detail, I'll give you a 5. Because I think that's pretty good. So there you go. So what's my grade, huh?
Alright, so for the prompt, I would say you probably also get a 10. I mean, this penguin, it looks like he knows what he's doing a little bit more. Like, he's got the phone up to his face. He's trying to use it. My penguin is like, I don't even know what this brick is. But your penguin, he seems to know what he's doing a little bit. So I feel like that makes it feel more like he knows what he's doing. But he's not quite there, because he's holding it, but he's not doing anything with it.
Well, so. And trying to use it. He is trying to use it.
Right, he's trying to use it. So I would say that is 100% what the prompt is. So okay. So you got that one in the bag.
Gotcha.
See, creativity. You got some color in there. You know, mine is very dull looking. But yours is very colorful. You got a red phone there. You got the Wi-Fi signal, which I didn't even think of about adding, so that's pretty creative.
Yeah.
I would say maybe either 7 or 8, I'm thinking. I'm going to give it a 7.60.
We're not doing points. Round up if you're going to do that.
We'll round up to 8 then.
Okay. And then detail.
And then detail. You got a lot of detail here. You know, he's not in a void on like mine. There's some ground there he's walking on. He's got a beak, which is actually colored in. Mine is just there. So I would say you get like, I think you also get an 8 for detail. You know?
Also an 8? Okay. All right, that is round 1 complete. So let's move on to round 2. So ChatGPT, give me a new one, you fool. A frog drinking coffee on a rainy morning. Okay. All right, then. A frog drinking coffee on a rainy morning. Okay. How do I get rid of my current painting? Do I just have to close it?
I think you can hit new under file and make a new one.
Yes, that could be. I could also just... Can I just delete everything? Well, not really. Okay.
That's what I did. I just erased everything.
Can you erase with the bucket? That doesn't make sense. How do you like do just everything?
Well, I hit the eraser, and then on my for me on the left, there's like a bar there, and like made the eraser really big.
On the left? I don't see that at all. Here, I'm just gonna make a new one. That can't be asked. Do you want to save changes? No, I already saved it. Cut out my face. Yeah, I'm just gonna do that. It's way simpler than what I'm trying to do. Okay. All right, so just a review. It's a frog drinking coffee on a rainy morning. So are you ready, sir?
Yes.
All right, timer starts now. Okay. Frog drinking coffee on a rainy morning. Okay, hold up. Hold your gosh darn diddly horses. Okay. I'm glad I get to draw coffee because it's my favorite thing in the universe. Okay, if I remember, frogs have a weird face. So... kind of like, if I recall, they're kind of like that. Kind of got a little bit of a... Oh, no, that's not right. Don't do that. Kind of got like a little body, I think. Oh, that looks like a spider. Nope. Okay, do this. Oh, fill it in. You saw what happened last time with that.
Everything went black. Press the wrong button.
Something, is everything okay over there, bud?
Yeah, no, I just hit the back button.
The back button. Okay. Let's color this guy in. Oh, God! Wait, it's not connected somewhere? Oh, it's not connected there, you big bubbly doofus. Hang on. There we go. Now it's connected, right? Please? Thank you. Okay, then I need this. Not that. This. I think they're like circle, aren't they? That's not it. Man, not being able to use shapes is really hard. And then don't they have like this thing going on? I think they have that going on. I don't know if that's accurate. I've not seen many frogs in my time. But I swear they have this look going on. Okay. I need to stop focusing on that part of it. Then we're going to have... There we go. Okay, can I fill this in or is it not connected again? Oh, God, it's not connected again. How is it not connected? It looks connected. How is this not connected? Okay, that part's connected, but I don't need that part connected at all. Oh, I'm in trouble. Here, let's just do this. I guess this would be the technical term. Okay, do this. Okay, then do this. Perfect. Okay, I think I got it. Perfect. Not hearing a lot of stuff over in John's territory.
Very focused on this frog.
Me means he's losing.
No, I got it. It's an amazing picture that I've drawn.
Is it though?
It might be my best picture I've ever drawn in my life, and I used to draw a lot as a kid, so that's really saying something.
Wish I could say
really saying it's either saying something about how shitty my drawings were as a kid, or how amazing my drawings are now.
Uh-huh.
So, but,
no, what'd you do?
I'm enjoying what I'm drawing. I think it looks decent. How about that? How does that look? How do I feel about that?
How does that look? I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, you know, it's got a charm to it, and how about that?
Is this freaking lucked in now? How is this not perfect? I'm going to become the Joker.
Perfect. And then I want to add some detail there. How does this look? Okay.
Something
to that.
I'm going to become the Joker.
How does this look if I do that? Okay, that's not bad.
Oh, I am screwed, elude, bro. 40 seconds.
Perfect. Oh, I'm just wrapping up here, I think.
I'm in trouble.
This is beautiful. This is beautiful.
I think you've won this round. Something about it, man. I think it's bend over. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and it's over. All right. I did not do well.
It's PNG. Put that here.
Man.
Call it frog.
PNG desktop. I'll call it stupid frog.
Okay. Do you want me to upload mine?
Yep, share it to the class.
Alright.
Man. I'm not impressed with this. I was happy with the... Oh, yours is so much better than mine. Oh, man. You're winning this round. There's no... Where is it? I just put it in here. Oh, John so wins this round. It's not even close. Hang on. There it is. It's not even close, man. It's not even close.
Oh, no.
You put way more time into yours or something. I don't know what's going on with mine, dude. Listen, okay, hang on. Let me judge yours first so that I can just feel good about myself about judging yours. And then you can judge mine in a second. Okay, so let's see. Did I copy and paste this before? Because I should have. I did, okay. So John, round, I just put R2, so now it's round 2. Prompt. Oh, you do have rain in the window, don't you? Damn it. I was hoping you didn't. I was hoping it was just cloudy. Damn it. Well, because of that, you followed it exactly, so you get a 10 again. Creativity, I'm tempted to give you a 10, because I was going to do, like, I was thinking of, like, doing him in a coffee shop, but I'm like, I don't think I have time to do that. So I was like, I'll just put him outside. He's drinking coffee in the rain. But yeah, John's is inside. He's using his tongue to grab the cup, of course, because they don't drink coffee like... Well, they don't drink anything like normal things do. Damn it! Yeah, you're getting a 10 of creativity, I think. That's pretty good. John has a clock as well to show. Although, well, it's hard to tell because I think the hands are virtually the same, but I think is the top one meant to be the hour hand?
No, the top one is the minute hand, so it's like 10.
10? Okay, that makes sense. So yeah, he has a clock that's showing like around 10 o'clock. He has the frog in the chair, which looks pretty funny. The only thing I can really get him on creativity is the shape of the frog's head. That's literally the only thing I can get on him, because frogs are more like cylindrical than that. They don't have like a weird... It almost has like ears, but it's not. If that makes sense. But he's still getting a 10, because he's inside, he's drinking his cup of joe. You actually have coffee in the cup. It's not just a cup that you can't see. So, you'll get 10, and then detail. Well, as I mentioned before, you got the window with the rain in it. He's in a house, clearly. He's at a dinner. He's at like a breakfast table or whatever. He's got the clock. The only thing I would have said, if you had time, you probably didn't have time to do it. The only thing I can get you on maybe is the wallpaper looks kind of bland. It's just an orange background. Maybe if you'd done like stripes or something, it would have looked really cool. But so I'll give you a nine. So you got 10, 10, and 9. So really, really good across the board, basically. So, and then I'm going to mute myself for this next part, or deafen myself next. I can't hear anything. What'd you say?
So let's start with the prompt. You know, it's raining. There is a green thing. I'm going to say it's a frog, you know.
I think it's hard to see his... It's hard to see... Oh, you can't see his legs unless you zoom in.
Okay, so he does have legs.
He does have legs.
It's this green, like, light bulb looking thing. Like,
no, he does have legs.
Too harsh,
no, he does. He does have legs. And he has arms. Okay. Well, he has his legs and arms, because one of them's holding the coffee.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay. And there is a cup. So I would say prompt... I'm going to give it a 7, because it's, you know, that cup could be anything.
Yeah.
You know? So it's hard to really, like, if I'm looking at this, I'm like, okay, let's see, we got some rain, it's a rainy day, there's a frog, I'm going to assume I know that's a frog, and there's coffee, this cup, it kind of looks like a coffee cup, so you know what, I'll give it a 10, because you got all the aspects of it. Maybe it's hard to tell what's morning, but that's nitpicking at the best.
Well, yeah, it's also hard. It's like a rainy morning is hard to differentiate between a morning after or like a rainy afternoon. It's the same like brightness level, really.
Right.
Because I didn't judge that for yours, because I can only judge off based on the window, and then also I kind of like that's something you can't really say, because a rainy morning would look the same as a rainy afternoon. But the thing that that was my problem was I tried to fill in the cup to be like a solid orange color, and something wasn't connected or something, and it just made the entire background orange. So I spent like an entire minute trying to fix that, and it still wasn't fixed. So that's probably what my problem was.
Okay, I see.
So you're giving a 10 for prompt, or what would you say for prompt?
10 for prompt, because you got all the aspects of it. All
right. Well, here's great, where my hopes and dreams get crushed.
I mean, I can't really give you that high of a creativity, because it is what it is, you know? It's a frog. There's coffee. It's raining. But there's nothing that's like, ooh, that's cool. That's an interesting decision you made. It's just kind of there. So I'm going to have to give it... I'm going to give it a 4.
4?
On creativity.
What do you mean,
4? And on detail... I'm trying to be fair, you know, be like, you get 0 for detail, because you have this like little green stuff around his eyes, and that's pretty detailed. Maybe he looks tired and he's drinking coffee. That's interesting.
That is kind of what I was going for, that he looked tired, because it's the morning, so he just woke up. Although I think they're nocturnal, right. Although I could be wrong.
If I personally would make his arms a little thicker so they're easier to see.
Yeah, well, they were fine to see before I added the dark background, I will say.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to give that a detail. I'll give it a 5.
Well, that's being generous, but okay. Okay, well, that's round 2. Not happy with that. I should have just stuck with the coffee shop idea, but I was like, I don't think I'd have time to do it, but I probably did. So, whatever. Okay. Moving on to round 3 here, ChatGPT, what do you got for us? Yes. A cat wearing a wizard hat casting a tiny spell. I don't know what a tiny spell means, so we're just going to go with a cat wearing a wizard hat casting a spell. Let's just go with that. So let me get new on here. Get rid of this abomination. There we go. Oh, there is a thicker brush size. I see it now. I see the way. Okay. Well, now that I figured that out, 2 rounds into this. Okay, John, are you ready? Oh, let me get my timer.
I am ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1, begin. Okay. A cat. I can draw a cat. Hang on. If there's one thing I can draw, it's a cat. This cat's a cute little furballs. If he's casting a spell... Okay, hang on. He's casting a spell. This is going to be great. This is going to be beautiful. You can't tell me otherwise. Well, that's fine, I guess. Okay, go with that. Oh, wait. I forgot about the wizard hat. Hang on. Okay, this is going to be the wizard hat. I don't even know what a wizard hat usually typically looks like, but... Oh, it's that.
Apparently in Australia, they call traffic cones wizard's hats.
That's kind of funny. Well, they call shrimp on the Barbie shrimp, so... Or the other way around, but you get the idea.
That's what we call it, yeah, shrimp on the Barbie. That's not Australia, that's an American thing.
Hey, you be quiet over there. Okay. Then he's going to have this. It's a Leviosa. That looks like he's holding. Okay, let's not do that.
Okay, let's change that then.
Live your song.
Then, oh yeah, I almost forgot about a crucial detail.
Did you though?
I did.
Oh god! That's not it. That's not what I wanted. There we go. So now I should be able to do this. Come on. There we go. Oh, I know what I must do. Hang on.
Do you have the strength to do it?
I hope so. I just know what I want. Wait. This is genius. I've never seen such genius before. Yeah, my mouse is too sensitive for this. Oh, God. I need this to work, please. Okay, I think I got it. I just realized I was silent for so long. Hang on, it's fine. Oh, no, come on. How is it not connected?
Okay, and then now that I've done that, I can add a little flare.
Okay, this better be connected now, you piece of garbage. Okay, there we go.
I'm trying to be, like, careful, because I'm adding something in the background. And then, like, adding that in front of, on top of what I've already added, I'm like, this could go bad real quick.
Right.
I'm going to change.
No, you stupid dragon piece of garbage.
Oh, my goodness, no. We'll change it to this, I think. And, oh, yeah, another one. This.
My mouse pad is not helping me. Oh my god, I'm gonna blow up this mouse pad in a second. Okay, let's try this. Let me do this. Why is that not connected? How? How is this be? Okay, this better be connected or I'm blowing up John's house. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, what do I have to do there?
It's all your fault.
I see. Maybe.
Why isn't this working?
Yeah, I think I have to add a little bit. Yeah.
Ah, time's up. I didn't even see it. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, I didn't finish the thing. I didn't see it. I was going to do something. Dang it. Welp.
Okay.
That's a load of fooey. Man, I had so much going for me. Okay, I have to sort of explain mine because it's. I think it's good. It's way better than the frog one. My goodness. Okay, I'll call it Stupid Cat.
Yeah.
There we go.
I was like, what is it?
File, please. It's all on the same ones. Where is it? Stupid Cat. There we go. Okay. We had similar ideas, it seems. So, let me explain mine. So, my cat is making you bald. He's casting a spell to actually make you bald. So, that's what that is. I was going to draw a castle in the background, but I ran out of time. So, and I was going to do clouds. I was in the midst of doing clouds, but I just, when the timer went off, I just deleted this. It was just a gray line. So, I'm like, I'm just deleting it. okie dokie. So, it's judging time. Are you ready to be judged? Okay. So this is round three, not round two. All right, so prompt. So it's a cat casting a spell wearing a wizard hat. That definitely seems to be what John has drawn. Were you going for like a, what's the spots on the cat? Is that just like, because a tuxedo cat wouldn't be spots, it would be like a line.
I was trying to get like more like a calico, but it looked really bad. I changed it to just a spotted, like a black cat with white spots. And then the face, I was adding in black spots because I'm like, well, he has a black mouth and eyes. And
right.
I can't have those be black on black. It just looks like he has the void face.
That's fair. And your cat also looks mega evil. He looks like he's up to something.
Oh yeah, because he's casting a like what's like a tornado spell at this little dog who did. He's just like scared.
the dog is the best thing in this drawing. His face is hilarious. Oh, I didn't even notice his little face. Oh, that's hilarious, bro. he's half like, what are you doing? And half like, oh god. That's pretty good. Okay. That's pretty great. So following the prompt, it's an easy 10. You did exactly what you sought out to do. So there you go. Creativity, love the dog. That's like, what is going on over there? So pretty good, pretty good. I think that's a doghouse in the back, or is it a barn?
That's a doghouse.
Okay. Creativity. I'm guessing you ran out of time like I did, so I can't give you full marks. Yeah. Because there could be clouds in the sky. You don't have a sun that's visible. You do have the ground, which is nice. I'll give you. You ran out of time, so it's a good 7. It's a good 7. But it, obviously, if you had more time, you could have been higher. Obviously, detail. I do have to. Again, it's probably just a time thing. It looks like there's some things that aren't colored in properly. So the cats. Or maybe the second front paw there is not colored in, unless that's meant to be like that, but I don't feel like it would be. And then there's a tiny little spot by the wand, the tail, the tip of the tail. Maybe the tip of the tail is white. I don't know if that's what you're going for. And is that a cloud behind the wand, or is that a spot that wasn't filled in?
A little cloud, for sure. Definitely.
It's a very low cloud. That seems weird, so I'm going to say that's probably not it. Detail, again, it's just a time thing. I'll give you a 5. Because you ran out of time, and so I understand that. All right, I believe it's your turn to judge.
Yes, indeed. So, let's see. We got a cat. He is casting a spell. And he has a wizard hat. So...
He does.
Yeah, you know, full marks on the prompt.
All right.
Ten whole points.
Sweet.
And then creativity, I really like the idea that he's casting a bald spell.
Well, and honestly, he's technically casting two spells because he is flying in the air right now. He's casting a spell.
Right.
That's what the purple lines beneath him are, to show that he's lifted up in the air.
Right. I wasn't sure if like that was meant to be like, oh, he's jumping, or if that was
a secondary
spell.
Because you'll notice it's the same color spell as the one that he's casting on the bald John in the picture.
Okay, so he's got a brand of purple magic.
Yes, sure does.
So creativity, I mean, it's up there for sure. It's a really funny idea. I'm gonna give it 8, I think.
8, all right, I'll take it.
And then for detail, the cat's face is, it's all white, but I mean, again, you're running the same problem as...
Yeah,
mine. But it's like you can't have a black eyes and mouth and then a black face. So it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
There's just a sun in the background. There's no clouds. No, nothing in the background other than that on the ground. There's no flowers. It's just blank. And again, that's a time thing. I imagine you would have, if you had more time, added those things in.
Yeah, I was going to add flowers, but I'm like, no, let me worry about the clouds first. And then my alarm went off. And I'm like, well.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to give it. I'll give it a 6.
That's fair. I was going to say, none of us noticed this, but you're wearing a shirt, but you're not wearing pants.
So, yeah, well, it's covered everything up, so it's fine.
It's fine. A long shirt. Because I just got to thinking, like, oh, wait a minute, I never gave John pants. I was speedrunning it, so it wasn't going to work, but... Okay, well, that was an interesting round, so we still have time, so let's do the last round here, probably, round 4. Let's make it a good one. Okay. Oh, I don't know how we're gonna... Can we pull this off? Maybe. So it's a sunset over a pixelated lake, but do we want to worry about the pixelated part? Do we want to just do a sunset over a lake? Because I feel like that could be a really good final one.
Yeah, I think a sunset over a lake is perfect.
Okay. Sunset over a lake, that is the next prompt. Let me get rid of the Bald John and Flying Cat. That's a quote for an episode. Let me get rid of the Bald John and Flying Cat. Okie dokie. Okie McDokie. Here we go. Alright, so... Ooh, this is so much potential. I hope I don't run out of time again. I have so much ideas for this one. Okie dokie. So, just to clarify, it's a sunset over a pixelated lake. So, are you ready, John?
Indeed I am.
Alright, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. First things first, I gotta add this part. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna add this to start with.
Can't do this. Fill that in. That better be connected. Thank you. Then I want this.
And one of these. And one of these.
One of that.
Yeah, that's what I want. Then add this.
No, I don't want that.
I don't know how I feel about that. What about color? That's a little bit better, yeah.
Okay, do a bit of this. And then we'll want... we probably could do this, right? Yes. Yes! Yes! As Plankton would say. Okay, that is beautiful. That is great. That is lovely. Okay, then I want to do this. I say this as if you guys can hear and see what I'm doing, which you can't.
It's just like, it said a lot of words. I don't know what it even means.
Just pretend you know what you're doing.
Right, yeah. Just imagine we're painting in front of you and you're able to see what we're doing.
Exactly.
See the final product. Go to the Instagram. See the final product and then act as if you are involved in the creation of that product.
Exactly. That's probably not going to do what I think it's going to do, right? Oh, it did! It's genius. It knows what I want.
Does it? Yeah, that's a good thing I changed that decision. I'm a genius. Past me from 2 seconds ago is a genius.
Is he, though?
He might be.
Is he, though?
I know my art teacher from middle school not like what I'm about to do, but he's not here, so...
Are you going to do an armpit sun?
Not quite. It's more detailed than an armpit sun, but I imagine he would still call it that.
Oh, I see.
Because I can add this.
That doesn't look as good as that one. There we go. Fill that in.
Oh my goodness. What have I done?
What have I done?
What have I done?
What have you done to deserve this?
There we go.
You know what? I kind of want to do... Is that going to work? Is that going to look nice? Yes, that looks nice.
What if I add all this? Make it that color. How does that look?
Okay, if I do this.
A little bit better, but I didn't need to add it. That's nice. That's much better than what I had before. For those at home, imagine what I had before. And then... And you know what? I'm going to change this. I'm gonna make my middle school art teacher a little more proud of me.
Are you?
Maybe. Wish there was another shade between these two.
There is, if you go on the color wheel.
Oh, yes. You're a genius. Thanks for helping me out.
You're absolutely welcome. Just remember that when you're grading my paper.
Yes. Done. How about put that? That looks a little bit better. It almost looks like this part I'm not super happy with, but it's fine. It's what I intended, and I don't know if what I intended is good, but it's what I intended.
As long as it's what you intended, right?
Exactly.
That's not what I wanted. Sub a minute, by the way.
Okay, I am happy with that. And we'll have like a little one of these things. I don't know if that's accurately showing what I wanted to show, but it's fine.
Is it fine though?
I think it is. There we go. And then maybe like one of these. Yeah, I can add a little bit of these.
Alright, that's it. Time. I'm pretty okay with this. I could have done more for sure, but I think for 7 minutes, I think this is actually pretty cool. I'm okay with this. I'm very excited to see John's, but I'm very happy with this. I almost hit new and erased it. Don't do that. PNG. I'll call this. They've all been stupid except this one. This one's beautiful. Beautiful. How do you spell full? Oh, there you go. Beautiful sunset.
Okay. Well. This is mine.
Yeah, I can't see it because it's covering it up, but it's fine. where is... Oh, I was looking in the stupid thing. It's not. So it'd be under B's because it's beautiful. All right, here is mine. There we go. So there we go. Oh, interesting. Okay, you went for more like... I see what you went for. I see. Okay, cool. I'm very happy with this round. Let's see what happens. So, let me grab the... prompt thing here. Okay, this is John's final round. I would say round four, but four is a stupid number. Okay, so prompt, it's a sunset by a lake, which seems to be exactly what it is. So pretty good. You got, I think that's all the prompt was, right? Sunset by a lake. So yeah, in terms of prompt, you followed it pretty much exactly. So yeah. Pretty, I'd say a 10. You followed exactly what you set out to do. Creativity. I like that you got a bird. I was thinking of doing a bird, but I'm like, I'm going to spend too much time on it, and so I didn't. But you were able to get it done, so nice. You got some lily pads, which is pretty good. I had the same idea. You can probably see it in mine. Is it like a lawn chair looking thing? What's the thing over by the right side?
Yeah, it was meant to be like a little beach chair with a little umbrella or parasol next to it.
But lakes don't have beaches, John.
Well, you know, you can bring a beach chair anyway.
Well, yes, but you have a beach right here. Does that fall into creativity or detail? Probably creativity, right? I guess.
Probably.
And I will say, the points I got a docu for, the sky would not be this blue at a sunset, especially with how low your sun is. So I gotta get to that. You have the one cloud.
Yeah, one more clouds, but I just like, didn't have time.
Yeah, that's fair. I opted for no clouds because I'm like, oh, it's a beautiful sunset. There's no clouds in the sky. So, and then also I think there'd be a bit more color contrast with the sky that's going on. Not even, because John has orange and red, yes, but I feel like there's a bit more mixture of orange and yellow, and then, I'm judging it based off of what I've seen in sunsets. So there should be a little bit more color there. Then a beach is, if it's a lake, there shouldn't be a beach. Lakes kind of just are their own thing. There's just usually grass by them. I was actually going to draw weeds, but I didn't ran out of time to show that it's truly a lake and not just a random body of water. But you do have a duck, which I thought of doing, so I'll give you... this one's hard. I'll give you a high 7. I think that's pretty good. The only reason I'm docking points is for the sky. The sky mostly is where the points are being docked, and then the beach, obviously. Now, in terms of detail, you do have the bird. Like I said, you have to do the lily pads. You do have the single cloud. Now, is the sun the yellow part, or is that the sky still?
Yeah, the sun is the yellow part.
Okay, so I will say I did have to ask that. So there's that to keep in mind. And also the thing I didn't even realize just noticed now is if this is a sunset, there wouldn't be just lines around the sun or circles around the sun. It'd be the entire bottom of half of the horizon would be the same color. So that I have to deduct some points for. And then the sky is just, I'm assuming you ran out of time, but the sky is just kind of bland. There's nothing going on in it. There's no,
yeah.
With how low your sun is, there should be, like, the sky would actually be pretty dark enough to see stars at this point, so you could have done stars. But the sky is just too blue to really do that in. And the beach here is a nice idea, but again, lakes don't have beaches, so, you know. So with detail, I'll give you a 6, because I got to go a little bit below the creativity. Because your creativity is there, but I think you just, the actual execution was a little different, so.
Okay.
All right, it's your turn.
Yes, well, let's see here. You got a sun, and it's setting, and you got a lake, so 10 points. I mean,
right,
I feel like the prop one, like, unless you're, like, completely off the mark, you're gonna get 10 points, because, like, it's like I drew a penguin. It's like, that was 3 prompts ago.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, like, I guess it's the person's interpretation of the prompt, I guess, but, and also, I don't know if you've been doing this already, but you're going to want to click into mine so you can actually see the full detail. I don't know if you've been doing that.
Yes, I haven't, but I will now. And then, so I think you get more full marks for the prompt, because that is what that is.
Oh, cool, sweet.
So then, creativity, you got the lily pads, you got the sky being a bunch of different colors, and these little black dots, those are stars?
Those are actually tiny little creatures flying in the sky. They're like flies, okay. Dragonflies, whatever you want to say, but they're far enough out that you can't see them that well.
Right, you wouldn't be able to see them up really in detail, so that's a creative decision.
And the specs in the water is pond. Yeah, the specs in the water is different. It's just to add detail to it. It's not to, those aren't creatures the water.
Yeah, I like what you did there. So then they get all these different colored flowers. So creativity is up there for sure. I'm gonna give it 9.
Alright, I will take that.
And then for detail, like I said, you got all these little specks in the water. I like that. I like the flies and bugs and whatnot all the way in the distance. They're just chilling.
They're benchling.
The flowers look a little... There's a little to be desired with the flowers.
What do you mean, man?
That one looks like a hand.
Leave my hand flower alone, all right?
I mean... I think the creativity, the detail points for those, you know, that might take you up off a little bit. But that's really all I can say about the detail, because, like, even, like, the lily pads look better than mine. It's that little divot in there.
You should have seen my first draft of those, because they did not look like these at all.
So, yeah, I would say, I feel like maybe there'd be more, like, I put a duck, you know, there'd be more stuff in the lake, but...
Well, so, if I ran, it's because I ran out of time, so where the water meets the grass, I was going to do weeds, but I didn't have time, so.
So, but, you know, I like your decision making for detail. We'll give you an 8. I got to take off a little bit for the little hand flower.
Hey, listen, he's struggle busting, all right? He doesn't know what's going on. Also, I don't know if I didn't say this. I probably should have said this when I sent it. The dark blue water is not... So the dark blue is not the sky. That's actually the darker water because the sun's setting, so there's shadows casting on the... is on the water.
Right.
So, but you said an 8,
that's
right?
That's what I figured. Yes.
Yeah. Well, because you can tell that the sun's going behind the water there. It's not going... Because if that was the sky, that wouldn't make any sense. But I just wanted to make sure that you weren't thinking it was the sky still. The sky is from the oranges all the way to the purple, which purple does appear. So I don't want to hear anyone say, purple's not a color that when the sun shines. Yes, it is. Be quiet. I've seen it myself.
Have you?
Yes. Just the other day I did, actually.
Pick a line.
Well, you can think of that all you want. So, with that being said, let's go over round one. So, the penguin with the trying to use a smartphone, John got a total of, 23 points, right? 10, 8, plus 5. Am I being smart or stupid? Yeah, I think that's 23, right? Then I got 10, 8, and 8. That is big brain. 10, 8, and 8. That's 27. That doesn't sound right. 26, that was one off. So 26, and then round two, which was, what was that one? That was the frog in the coffee shop, or the frog drinking coffee on a rainy morning or something, right? John got 29, almost full marks on everything. The only thing he lost was I gave him a 9 on detail. And then we don't talk about what happened with me. I got 19, so I was way off. Then round three, which was, what was that one? Oh, that was the cat casting a spell, with a wizard hat on. John got, 17 plus 5, what's that? 17 plus 5, 22, 22. And then I got, 18 plus 6, that is, 24, right? Yeah. 24, and then the final round, which was the sunset over a lake, John got, 17 plus 6, which that should be 23. And then I got 19 plus 8, so that is 27. So almost full marks for that one. So overall, pretty good marks outside of the frog round that happened to me. We don't talk about that. Outside of that, I think we did pretty well, honestly, for 7 minutes. We have to remind ourselves that this was done in 7 minutes. This wasn't like a 30-minute thing that we spent on. This was done in 7 minutes, and it's MS Paint, so it's, we're not using a formal like painting software. It's MS Paint, but overall I'm pretty happy with how things turned out. I think that my best showing was the last one, was the sunset, which actually translated into points, because I think that was my highest scoring round. So, and then I think John's best one is the frog in the coffee shop. I think that's the one he did the best. I'm very impressed with that.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. He thought of like so many things that I didn't even think of, and I'm so upset, but whatever. But as you know, at the Provokers podcast, we're all winners, even you guys. So this was one, I guess you guys could have played along, but we can't see your submissions. So you win anyway. You full marks across the board. But if you want to see all of the pictures in our glory, they will be in order. That you can definitely check them out over on Instagram at the Provokers Podcast Official. Twitter, I'll upload, if I can't upload all of them, I'll upload like my best showing and then John's best showing, and then you'll see that. But if you want to see all of them, head on over to Instagram, because I know you can add multiple photos over there. But with that being said, John, I think we're good to end off the episode.
I think so too. And so, thank you all for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation and made you laugh along the way. If you want to find myself over on Twitch, you can find me at Jeebens Feebens, and over on YouTube at Jeebens Feebens and Jeebens Feebens VODs, which have all of my Twitch streams, for the most part. There might be one here or there that I don't upload there, but for the most part, almost all of them end up there eventually. And you can find Eason over at FlabsXZ Gaming over on YouTube. And he's also got a Twitch channel, though he doesn't stream as much these days. But who knows, maybe in the future he will. So just follow for free and you'll know when that happens.
Could be.
So, really no excuse not to at that point. And then you can also find us over on X or Twitter, the Provokers Pod, where you'll see the best showing of this episode, like Ethan said, and Instagram at the Provokers Podcast Official, which you can see all of them. So, even though some of the worser ones still have some charm to them, so you can check those out. They're beautiful. 100%. We should put them in our galleries.
That's not.
that's not. And then also, you can check out the Patreon called the provokers, just like our podcast. We have multiple tiers that allow you to get special rewards and perks. And the tiers range from $1 to $100, each having their own unique perks. And then the higher the tier you buy, the more rewards you get. So when you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to the exclusive Patreon-only Discord server. So we'll be there. You can check us out on that part and talk to us. And if you made your own during this time of the prompts, you can put it there if you're a member of the Patreon. So that might be a reason to do that. But only if you want to, of course. And then we also have the extended cut episodes, which are about 30-minute segments. They're not like the normal episodes. There's no winners, no losers. We just kind of just hang out there. So the first few are $3, and then after that, the first five, they go up to $5, so you can kind of get an idea of what that's like and if you want to check those out. And so all that out of the way, I will see you guys next time.